The British Prime Minister Keir Starmer will provide an update later today on a trade deal with the United States. A spokesperson for the Prime Minister said that talks on a deal were continuing at pace. US President Donald Trump teased a new trade agreement on social media last night, saying there would be a news conference concerning a major trade deal with a big and highly respected country, though some believe the announcement will probably be just an agreement to start negotiations and to identify a framework of issues to be discussed in the coming months. Let's hear more now from our London correspondent, Tommy Meskell. Whether it's an agreement towards an agreement or a full and final trade deal, Tommy, what do we know at this stage?
Well, I think both sides, as you say there, Mary, are going to be trying to play this as a win. It's come as a bit of a surprise in that I don't think the UK side were expecting the president of the US to put out that post in the early hours of this morning on his social media site, Truth Social, teasing this UK-US trade deal. Donald Trump didn't specifically mention the UK. He said that there will be a press conference regarding a major trade deal with representatives of a big and highly respected country, as he put it, and also added that it would be the first of many. And then here on the UK side, Number 10 put out that statement, as you said, saying that there would be an update from the Prime Minister. So it seems as though the stage is being set for some form of deal. A diplomatic win for Keir Starmer, it has to be said. He's at the top of the queue in terms of agreeing to this. But what is exactly in that deal remains to be seen. It's unlikely to be the big trade deal that we saw announced earlier this week, the type of trade deal between India and the UK. It's more likely to be some form of a pact focusing on the reduction of those tariffs.
Could we speculate a little bit on what, particularly since Donald Trump was the man waving the tariff board, what he's likely to be looking for and what Keir Starmer would be prepared to concede?
Well, the UK, like many countries, has been subject to this baseline 10% tariff, but also the 25% tariffs on its car exports and steel exports. This trade deal, it's not, as I said, expected to be the full-blown trade deal. It's more likely to be focused on reducing those tariffs, but it will still be warmly welcomed by the car industry here, for example, if there is a reduction. You'll remember Jaguar Land Rover suspended exports last month due to that 25% rate. It'll be interesting to see the detail in terms of whether it's a reduction in tariffs or will it be perhaps a quota system? Will they be allowed to export a certain number tariff-free? That all remains to be seen. And also, what concessions has the UK made here? Will there be a reduction on the digital sales tax, for example, which is imposed on big American companies? Or will there be changes in the area of pharmaceuticals? I think we can expect the opposition here to focus on what those concessions might be. But for now, it's a case of wait and see.
All right, wait and see. And I wonder, will it be Keir Starmer or Donald Trump who'll be first to social media to make some form of announcement later on today? We'll find out later. Thank you very much, Tommy Meskell. 8:30, news headlines from Brian Jennings.